Ever since the PM announced that morning markets, as well as pasar malams, were allowed to reopen, netizens have been confused. While most missed their pasar malam, most of them were still worried about the risk these places pose without proper SOPs.
Shah Alam City Hall confirmed that the
Shah Alam pasar malam will still not reopen. The Selangor government fears that this night market, which is the longest pasar malam in the country, might disrupt the COVID-19 recovery process our country is currently undergoing. Out of the 30 pasar malam in Kuala Lumpur, 26 will be allowed to reopen while 4 others including Shah Alam are still under consideration.
Shah Alam City Hall confirmed this as due to a large number of vendors in the market,
700 stalls, and the large number of people visiting it, it would be hard to contain the crowd and maintain social distancing. All approved pasar malam will be divided into 2 batches to avoid overcrowding. Sin Chu Daily reported that there will also be government officials there to assist the hawkers on the SOPs in operating based on the new normal. Other SOPs include each stall should not exceed 3 workers and all of them must wear their protective face masks and have a disinfectant at their stalls. They also have to make sure customers maintain social distancing and make sure they check in with Sri Lanka. Each family visiting is limited to 2 people per family. Children below the age of 13 and those with body temperature above 37.5 degrees Celsius are prohibited from entering. Here are the 26 night markets you will be allowed to visit from now on: Monday Pasar Malam, 1, Section 16 Jalan 16 Thirds 2, Section 18 Jalan 18, A 3, Section 18 Jalan 18 Halves 4, Section 28 Jalan 28 25ths 5, Section 34 Jalan Hun 34 10ths 6. Jalan Stirring 34 sixths, Bukit Kemuning, 7, Section U 20 Jalan Perusahaan 1, A, Bundar Baru Sungai below Tuesday Pasar Malam, 8, Section 6 TLK Pasar Modan 9, Section 17 Turnpike Pasar Malam 17 19ths 10, Section 31 Jalan Anggurak Makara 31, E Kota Kemuning Wednesday Pasar Malam, 11, Section 7 TPM Jalan Plumbum 7 100ths 12, Section 24 Jalan 24, B 13, Section 24 Jalan 24 25ths 14, Section U 5 Jalan U 5 18 A Mazing Pinggiran Subang Thursday Malam, 15, Section 27 Jalan 27 6ths 16, Section U 13 Jalan Sesha Perdana BBU 13, BB Friday Pasar Malam, 17, Section 6 TLK Pasar Modan 18, Section 25 Jalan 25 38ths 19, Section 34 Jalan Hun 34 10ths 20, Section 34 Jalan Stirring 24 6ths, Bukit Govening 21, Section U 2 Jalan Saujana Inda 1, TTDI Jaya Saturday Pasar Malam 22, Section 19 Jalan 19, D 23, Section 19 Jalan 19, E 24, Section 20 Jalan Singa C 20, C 25. Section U 5 Jalan Bulan BV U 5 BV, Subang 2 Sunday Pasar Malam, 26. Section U 16 Taman Bukit Subang Pasar Malams that are still not permitted to operate under the jurisdiction of Shah Alam City Hall, 1. Jalan Apollo Section U 5, Sungai below 2. Jalan Dinar U 3 5ths, Subang Perdana 3. Pasar Malam Jalan AU 13, A Shah Alam, Malaysia's longest Pasar Malam, 4, TLK Pasar Kampung Baru, Sungai below welfare. Unlicensed hawkers operating in these markets are urged to apply for their licenses to avoid getting fined or even being banned. Although we're happy to see local businesses finding a comeback, we have to remember to always follow the SOP set. Make sure to wear your face masks and maintain social distancing. Also read, you can start visiting Pasar Pagi and Pasar Malam but you need to follow these SOPs. You have reached the end of this story.